first and foremost, it was a good game, wasn't it, really? I think you've lost a day's play for rain, and you know, credit to both teams, really, in having a game of cricket where we both went for it. We, in many ways, it was definitely one that got away from us, because I think if you rewind it a little bit, I think we're about 190 for three. So, you know, a collapse to lose the game, but, you know, you've also got to give credit to New Zealand. They're an international attack and international players, and the ball well there towards the end and made life difficult. But no, we should have seen it home, that's for sure.
Yeah. Who came out for you? Who came out with a bit of credit? Who's put their hands up?
Yeah, I think there's some good stuff. I think Ross Whiteley getting 100 against the tourists is always a good thing, to get 100 against the tourists. I think that was excellent. You know, Shaq got 5 wickets against the tourists as well, which is another good thing. And I think for us, you know, we played Ed Barnard. He's only 19 years of age, and we wanted to see how we could cope against, you know, some good cricketers, and he impressed us with bat and ball. So, no, there's lots of positives to take from it. And in that chase there, I thought some of the top order players played particularly well. And although they didn't go on and get the big one to see us home, they got some good 40s, 50s, and let's be honest, we should have really got it home.
What effect does that on you? I mean, if you'd have won, it wouldn't have made any difference to your season, but, you know, it'd give you a little feather in your cap going into the rest of the season.
Yeah, it would. It would have given us a little bit of a lift. But hopefully they'll learn from that. I'm not going to say too much tonight, but they'll learn from that sort of thing. It was a game for the taking. You don't often get many chances to roll over the tourists, but that was one of them. As long as they do learn from it, and it makes them a little bit more resilient and battle-hardened, then, you know, we'll hope that we can improve from it.
You have a good relationship with the New Zealanders, don't you? Get on well with them?
Yeah, you know, they've been model pros, and their coach, Mike Hesson's a terrific guy. You know, there's no real massive egos, you know, that they've got in their dressing room, and they went about the business in the right way and played in the right spirit. I think there's some decent bowlers, actually, they've got in reserve there. And if they are called in, if the likes of Southie and Bolt are not quite right, then they've got some reasonable replacements.
Yeah. Talking of New Zealand, Munro is playing out in the IPL. What's the news on him? Any updates?
Well, he's out there, but he's not playing much, is he? And no. Which is a bit of a shame for us. But he's obviously playing for the Mumbai Indians, and they've, I think, just won their game today, so qualified. So we don't know whether he'll be here or not at the moment. That's all I can really say.
And looking ahead, T20 on Friday, and you've got a game on Wednesday, I think, Shropshire?
Yeah, we're going up to Shropshire. We played last year against Shropshire. And it's perfect for us. We'll have a real good workout tomorrow morning, practice-wise, for T20 cricket. There's some second-team T20 cricket on Tuesday. And then we've got, like, a first-team friendly against Shropshire on Wednesday. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to hone our T20 skills and get ourselves right for Friday night.
Yeah, up to Birmingham in the Bear Pit. Always a good atmosphere. It builds up there for T20.
Yeah, it's always a great atmosphere up there, and there's a massive rivalry between us and Warwickshire, and we get good support in them full house matches, because there's a lot of people in the Black Country and up that end, north end of Worcestershire, who turn up at Edgbaston and give us some great support. So we anticipate some good support from the Worcestershire following from north of the county.